I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, we talk about a recent poll taken to find out which words or phrases annoy Americans most in conversation. Here were the five choices.
Whatever. Anyway. You know. It is what it is. And the last one was at the end of the day. The folks who conduct the Maris poll chose terms they thought were not only overused, but also dismissive, says senior editor and writer Jared Goldman.
I think most people use whatever if someone proposes something to them. If they say, oh, I think it's going to snow tomorrow, and you say, oh, whatever.
And anyway?
That, I think, is used a lot of different ways. I think it's often used to ostentatiously change a subject. When someone is going on about something, the person speaking with them might say, anyway.
Well, with you know, that's used so often, and you hear it all the time in people's speech, and it seems to me that you know is basically a filler of space. Is that your take on you know?
I think that's definitely a big part of why people use you know. I think also when they can't find the words themselves and are trying to get the person they're talking to supply them with the words. I think it's also used there. But, yeah, I think you're right. It's most often used as a way to collect your thoughts when you can't figure out what words to use.
And at the end of the day?
Yeah, at the end of the day, we thought it was annoying because when someone uses that, they might be saying, well, we've been talking about it in these terms, but I actually know what the answer is. I know how to sum up this subject. At the end of the day, this is what's important. And so I think someone who uses that habitually, it can be very annoying when they do so.
How about the is what it is? That doesn't jump out at me as a term I hear very often. Where are you hearing that?
I've heard it in meetings and also when I've been in a long conversation with someone about some kind of problem that can't be solved, I think in an effort to stop talking about it and just stop expending energy on that, you know, an intractable problem, someone just says it is what it is. I think it's also a way, if you're being criticized, to say, you know, you can criticize me all you want, but it is what it is.
Like Popeye's I am what I am.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to change.
So now turning to the results, tell us what the Marist poll found.
The highest proportion of people thought whatever was most annoying. That came in at 47%. You know was second at 25%. It is what it is was third at 11%. Anyway, it was fourth at 7%, and at the end of the day, got 2%.
So who were the people that you polled?
It was a random survey, 938 people, all over 18.
And did you see any differences among the American public or among the demographics of the United States?
Maybe by region? Were there regional differences?
Yeah, the biggest difference we saw was that Midwesterners seemed to be significantly more annoyed by whatever than people in the Northeast. 55% of people in the Midwest said whatever was most annoying to them. And it was only 35% in the Northeast. And in the Northeast, you know seemed to be more annoying. 32% of Northeasterners said that was the most annoying. And in the Midwest, it was only 19%.
When you look at this poll, what do you think it really tells us about either our language, how we feel about our language, who we are as Americans when we use these so-called annoying phrases?
Mm-hmm. I think people would like to have conversations in which the language used is more precise, in which people really think about what they're going to say. People don't appreciate it when other people aren't willing to put energy and thought into what they say.
What's been the response to the poll?
We know that people have their pet peeves when it comes to conversation, but we didn't expect people to really respond so strongly. Well, one of the ways they responded was by commenting on the website and leaving the words that annoy them. Like, especially, was disliked by quite a few of them. No problem instead of you're welcome. The bottom line, literally.
Jared Goldman works at the Marist Institute for Public Opinion at Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York. Tell us the words or phrases in American English that annoy you.
And share your comments at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.